And a warm welcome to everyone from me. I'm Johnny. And I've got a question for you. There's four pictures on the screen. And there's one word that connects all four. Okay, what do we think it is? Yeah, go for it. Love. That's a good answer. Any others? Yeah. Peace. Wonderful one. Yeah. Family. Kindness. They're all great. All great. So we got a... There it is. There's the answer on the screen behind me. It's love. That is right. It is love. So you've got a mum cuddling her child. You've got husband and wife having a kiss. You've got some people helping an elderly relative and the poppy. And the poppy. All we could put into one word, love. And now let me lead us in a prayer. And then we're going to have a think a little bit about that word, love. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for today. Thank you for the chance to remember those that have loved us by serving their country. And thank you for the love that you have for us in the Lord Jesus. We pray that you would help us with that now. Amen. Wasn't it wonderful to hear from my great friend Albert, who was up here just a few minutes ago? Really wonderful, really moving as well. And do chat to him afterwards. He's got all those medals and some wonderful stories. I've heard some of them, really wonderful. So if you want to find out a bit more about those medals, do go and chat to him. He's very happy to talk about that. And Albert told us about the poppy, and that's one of our pictures behind me. Because the poppy helps us remember what happened in war. And it helps us remember all the acts of love that happened in war. Do you know today is the 40th anniversary of the Falkland War? 40 years since that war. And all wars since then and the two great world wars, there were countless acts of love in those wars. And on the screen behind me is a sentence. It's from the Bible. And it says this: there is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. You see, we're thinking about great acts of love today. The great act of love of laying down your life for someone else. To die so that others can live. To die so others live. You see, the greatest love is giving your life to give others life. The greatest love is to give your life to give others life. And let me tell you a story. It's about this man on the screen behind me. His name is Lance Corporal James Ashworth. Now, this man in 2012, well, he was awarded the Victoria Cross. It's a medal for exceptional bravery. So James Ashworth, he's there with his platoon, and they're in Helmand province of Afghanistan, and they're there under heavy fire from the enemy. There's a sort of a sharpshooter insurgent team in a local village. They're trying to get James Ashworth and his platoon. They're meters away from the enemy bunker. The fire, it keeps coming. Automatic gunfire. They're trying to get out the way, but James Ashworth, he knows that the only way to get rid of this enemy and this bunker is to throw a grenade in. And he's now down to his last grenade, and he realizes to get the exact right angle for it is I'm going to have to creep and crawl underneath this kind of meter-high wall. And so he ducks down, and he goes along underneath this meter-high wall, and bullets just brushing the hair on his head. And he's there, and he gets to that place where he thinks, this is where I can get the grenade in, where they will stop shooting at us. And he gets to that place, and he's got this grenade in his hand, and he realizes, I don't have the right angle. I won't be able to get it. And so he's thinking to himself, what am I going to do in this situation? Well, he goes back along the wall, again, fire just going over his head. And he climbs up on that wall. And he goes on top, on the top of the wall, on his belly, and he starts inching, painfully inching along the top of this wall. In full view of the enemy, the fire is coming. And he's inching to get exactly that right angle with that last grenade. And sadly, as the enemy fire came, it hits him and he dies. But not before he took the pin out of that last grenade. And he threw that last grenade in just before he was shot. And the enemy bunker was destroyed. And his men, because of his sacrifice, survived. And then they advanced. You see, the men in James Ashworth's platoon, they could say very surely, because he died, we live. Because he gave up his life, because he laid down his life, we live and survive. And that is why we say this, the greatest love is the giving of your life so that others live. James Ashworth's men and women, they knew that. And here's a picture on the screen of one of my best mates, where you've been friends from probably about 10 or 11. His name's Johnny to me, but you'll see on the screen, he is actually Captain Jonathan Silver. He is a great friend, and he, talking to me about this Sunday, this Remembrance Sunday, he said to me, a soldier standing in the gap, standing in the breach for their mates. Well, Johnny, that is the ultimate act of love. The ultimate act of love. Do you know what? Everyone in my platoon, they're not going to talk in those terms at all. They're going to talk about duty and about service and just doing my job at serving, not caring about myself. But Johnny, they won't tell you that behind all of that is an act of love, the greatest act of love, the ultimate act of love. And that is why it's so good to be here together today, to remember those who gave their lives so that we can live. John chapter 15, verse 13 again. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. Let me tell you another true story. There was a man, and he was hounded by his enemies. Their attacks on him were relentless. They were brutal, savage attacks on him. His platoon had been left behind a few days before, but he knew he still had this mission, pre-planned mission, and he still kept going on with it. He left his garrison. He made the journey up to the kind of enemy territory. He slowly inched along this dusty path. He could see the enemies just there at either side of him along this path, but he kept on going. And then he made it to this strategic position, this place that he had to be. And there he positioned himself. And there he got exactly the right angle. He was in just the right place for his great act of love. Knowing what would happen to him, he positioned himself in just the right place. Stepping into the breach, standing in harm's way. There he was. He had gone down that path, and now he was up on a hill. And he stood in the gap, and he sacrificed himself. And his friends can now safely say, because he died, we live. He showed the greatest act of love, giving up his life so that others might live. And he wasn't awarded a Victoria Cross for it. No. Instead, he died on a cross for it. You see, it was Jesus who said those words from the Bible. And it was Jesus who willingly performed that greatest act of love I was just talking about. An act of love not just for a platoon or even for an army, but for the entire human race. Love like no other. It was the greatest love when Jesus laid down his life, when Jesus died on the cross for us all. It was a death offering all of us, even today, life. Life. Life to those that know and trust Jesus. Because Jesus wasn't any old army commander. No, he was God in the flesh, and he died, and he rose again. You see, our life of hostility towards God. It's true for us all. We live with our backs turned away from God. Instead of facing the consequences for that hostility, we can be forgiven. Our sin, our turning away, our hostility, that can be forgiven for free. And in that place, we are given life. We're given life, real life, the best life on offer, the best life going even today. The life to the full life, overflowing life is on offer today. Life now, life forever on offer today. And I don't know if that surprises you. If you think, life? Real life? Life to the full? Well, I thought it was actually all the opposite. Doesn't Jesus restrict your life? Doesn't Jesus restrict your freedom? Isn't he a killjoy? You might have come here thinking something like that. Well, here's a book. It's one of my favorite books. It's called The Snail and the Whale. Anyone read Snail and the Whale here? Or read or been read to Snail and the Whale? Loads of us. We love The Snail and the Whale. I think it's a great book. I read it to my kids loads. Not because it's just theirs, but because it's my favorite book. But there is a page, there you have it on the screen behind me, of the whale, one of the main characters in the book. And this whale gets into a bit of a problem because he lies beached in a bay. There he is on the sand. You can see him there. And it's not great, is it? Because that isn't the environment that he was made for. It isn't where he can thrive and be happy and enjoy life. Not at all, just the opposite. The beach whale, well, it needs to be restored to the ocean where it can thrive, where it can enjoy life, where it can enjoy its existence. It's where it's made to be, in the ocean, swimming down deep, enjoying it. And we, to thrive, to enjoy true freedom, the life we were made for, well, that's on offer when we receive Jesus. He offers us real life, life in relationship with God, our Father, life knowing Jesus and Jesus knowing us. That is real life, life to the full. By the way, the whale, if you haven't read the book, the snail's the hero. The snail gets a whale back into the ocean, and it all is good. It enjoys life again. And do you know and enjoy life? Real life. Life you were made for. Life with Jesus, who out of his great love died for you. Life now and life together. If you don't know that, please come back. It is wonderful life. This morning, Jesus offers us all real life. And if you know this life, it is wonderful, isn't it? Jesus is wonderful. It is great today to be together, to remember all those service men and women who have not served themselves but their country, who have sacrificed their life, who gave their life so that we might live, enjoy freedom and peace. It's great too to remember Jesus, who died, who laid down his life so that we might live. Let me pray. Father in heaven, we thank you very much indeed for today. Thank you for giving us today to remember those who have served us in many wars, giving up their life so that we might live. And we thank you most of all for the Lord Jesus, for our King who laid down his life for us so that we might live. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.